So one should generate the thought of enlightenment so that, that one may bring to Buddhahood beings as infinite in number as the sky, and that with this in mind, one will practice listening to the teachings, reflecting on them, and meditating. And having generated this aspiration for enlightenment within this state, one listens to the teachings. So now we're in the stage, the ultimate stage, that is the in discussing the transformation, which is the path, represents the path of no more learning. And within the 10 points that reveal what this transformation is and how it is, we are in the fifth point today. So now the fifth point deals with the necessities. And the root text is as follows. As for entering into an understanding of the necessities, then there are 3 points here. The first is the distinction of, or the difference of previous aspirations. The second is the distinction or the difference of a focus on the Mahayana teachings. And third is the necessity of application throughout the 10 bhumis.
Nanjur Chepar Jintini, Lankova Juni, the Jopa de Kangimba. Kangimba de Tokwam, Hibar Saval and Jubal and Jubane. Nanjur Tartok, Nanjur Chepar Jin, Konda Chepa Sanje, Dan Sanju, Samba Namje, Nanjur Tini, La Karagogre, Jokaragogre, Telang cover journey the job at the Kain, Kain Sena, Kain Bate, Te Topam. Major Chepakin Tela Gubam cover journey Kain Batopam, Hipper Saval, Hipper Saval and Jopam. Jopane, Hipper Savane Laname Pesan, Chok Toparandope. Lana me pe sanjo toparandoe pe. Dope sanjo toparandoe pe. Dei ton do malam tapate. Dope sanje de combat tope ton do malam tapate. Sanjo simpe malam chimbo chola sopa. Diaro sebo sanjo simpa nam de malam chimbo chola sopa. Tene mālam je khepar tāng. Simchīn je tōndro pē mālam tāp gōrā. Simchīn je tōndro pē mālam tāpātē mālam je khepar tāng. Oya te pārt. Khepar tāmbo te mālam je khepar.
Excuse me. So now we move into the commentary, which is on the third line of page 28. Begins, number 5. To enter into what makes one realize or understand what are the necessities or the necessary and sufficient causes for this transformation. And here in the Tibetan you have Kepa Chen, and that refers back to the special kind of transformation, i.e. what was discussed earlier as the transformation of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. So then we start with the first point, which was the distinction of previous aspirations. So, aspiring to attain the unsurpassed great enlightenment, one made aspiration prayers for this purpose. And so there is the distinction of previous aspiration prayers, such as the 10 great aspiration prayers of the Bodhisattvas and so forth.
Tanda da manan je chepa de simchin je ton sepe manan, ton simchin je ton drupta pa manan da gwe pare.
So these prayers are prayers that one will be able to accomplish the benefit of other sentient beings.
Tene da loncho chempar chor de simchin urmpong nam je urmpong dunga shavar sinna par kho je ikipanda wata.
For example, if I become very rich, then may I be able to help the poor.
Tene da ge simchin tam je je donga ke bar se ne bar kho je ke banda wa ta ten da wo san ju se ba malam san ji ma ja ba
or may I be able to pacify the suffering of all sentient beings and so forth. This kind of wish or aspiration, there are many of them, and this is what the Bodhisattvas.
They in the Sanju Sempa Malam La Nga Wok Sanang the Jovakal Layang Wok Silla Jovata Nanang Abati Woki Chang Simchi Mambola Pembari Koji Shibala Sopa. This Sanju Machapa Malam Yoga.
So there are infinite kinds of prayers for the benefit of sentient beings. Another example is that even as I breathe out, and as I breathe in, may that also be of benefit to sentient beings.
Dejin the dog, Luja Simchin Tamje la Pinto Barikoje, Longjoja Simchin Tamje la Pinto Barikoje, Yipandawa Tamalam Sanji Machapayor.
Then may I, through my body, help infinite sentient beings. May I, through my wealth, help infinite sentient beings. So, like this, there are many prayers.
Taking the Junjoka Malam de Capsa Yerova Junjoka Malam de Capsu Sumbandau. Tendau Malam.
Then also, one has aspiration prayers in the Bodhicharya Avatara and prayers such as this.
Taking the Zambojepe Malam Hakosan Zamju Malam. Kumanu Tejaja Kunyamu Malam de Chevata. Tom? Malam dang. Then it took by Timber Lam dang. Tikinja Lam dang. devatun ba ye tikin je lam tun ba devatun ba ton se je de he ba tikpa che be lam che ba do tang ten ju kha che le tikpa che be lam che ba re kha che le tikpa che be devatun ba che ba re tikpa che be lam tan devatun ba ye tikpa che be lam tun ba tang devatun ba ye Landan devin nika zokba tunba yang mambu yore. Dona ta thikpa chenpu lam tang deva tunba ye. Sabjeng jya chewe. Shen to tokpar kawe samun tongba nye tang. Sapata samun tongba nye re. Jya chewe. Jya chewe lanje nam jya. Satan lanje nam jya yore. Jya chewe sunrap. Tada la ming ne, jya chepe sunram tada se chete tam che le ming pe goni. Thikpa chepe lantan deva tuen pe, sabjen jya chepe sunram tam che le ming ne, sunram tam che le tisam se gore sunpare. Ming pe goni. Shiza denpa nila. Kaan shepar sabate nansur kunzur denpa ta nansur tundan denpa re. Shiza denpa nila, dondo choy pe chepar ta. Dondo chepe chepa te ta nipa tere. Ta nenjo topa la denpa nila dondo chepa kogore. Denpa nila dondo karal tene choko pare. Thikpa chepe lamdan deva tenpe sunram thada la ming ne mik seche te te la lobjong se te tene denpa nila dondo choko kore. Dondo chepa te kare te son chepa. Gunzop dan tuan dan la te son chepa, te son zani me pa yung gore. Te son chepa te, ta gupa nipa dere. Nenjo topa la ho da, denpa nila dondo chepa gore. Hoya.
Then the second point is, deals, the second point then was the focus on the Mahayana teachings. So through focusing, and Rinpoche glosses this mikpa, meaning through listening and reflecting on these teachings and meditating on them. Through, this is the way one focuses on them. Through focusing on all the profound and vast teachings of the Buddha, which show the path and the fruition of the Mahayana. And here Rinpoche explained that some of the sutras will deal more with the path, and others more with the fruition. So, focusing on these teachings, on the sutras, there arises the distinction of cutting through misconceptions of this chodok in the Tibetan. Hopkins calls it superimposition. You see what the Gelug term there. And Rinpoche said here, it means it can also be understood as a doubt. So these misconceptions or doubts that are laid on top of what is to be known. And what is it that is to be known? It is the two truths, the relative truth and the absolute truth. So here in this second point, through focusing, through studying and reflecting on the teachings of the Mahayana, one comes to cut through the doubts, to cut through one's misconceptions about what relative truth is and what absolute truth is.
Then, Dondo Majo Napena Tongba Nila Teson Yabaino Dondo Chuna Teson Yamare, Dondo Majo Na Teson Yare, Tongba Nila Teson Yabaino. Tene tongpa nyi gomni yang tongpa nyi toya la kale kabu yore. Tongpa nyi gomni yang nipa chenpo yungo ma re. Tongpa nyi le tetong me pa yino dondo chwe pe tetong me na ten tongpa nyi gomna tongpa nyi gomba la nipa chenpo yungo re.
So if one has doubts about emptiness and one doesn't cut through them, if there's still these doubts, this chodok, then when one meditates, the meditation won't have much power or much strength. But if one cuts through one's doubts, one cuts through one's misunderstanding or misconceptions about emptiness, then when one meditates on emptiness, the emptiness will have strength and will have a power.
Nöpa chenpo yong se yad kar re se na denghin dogpa la. Denbari chenpa nam to dogpa la nöpa chenpo yong re.
So what does it mean to that one's meditation will have great power? It means that one is able to reverse or to cut through the tendency to take things as being existent or as real. And that's the power that comes through meditating on emptiness.
Tene jolanje kaso jipa ka chodo gombare jipa ka chodo gomna yang tene tanda tongba nila mihi chempo yo na denba yemba namdo chonon do yo.
So when one realizes emptiness, then one attains the first bhumi, the first level. But this is not done so quickly, it takes time. So what one does then is that through inference, one comes to have a clear understanding of what emptiness is, and this is on the path of junction, which is the second path just before the third path, or the path of seeing, where one obtains this realization of emptiness. So before one attains that, then one uses inferential reasoning to establish a clear understanding, to ascertain emptiness, to be certain about what it is.
Panto thar simbar drupa chedo. Pang sejita karre. Pang sejita nyum momba tang drupa. Nyum momba drupa tang chesa drupa paksha tang chepa. Pang na pangba thar simbar. Tokpa thar simbar karre. Kunzok tang. Nansur kunzok tang nesur tung tang de denba. ကျက်တာဝကျင်တန်သတ်စင်ပါတော့နော်ဒီနေ့တောက်ပန်သတ်စင်ပါတယ်တောက်ပန်သတ်စင်ပါတာချင်းပန်သတ်စင်ပါကျက်ပန်တော့တောက်ပန်သတ်စင်ပါဒုပ္ပခြေတော့ပန်တော့သတ်စင်ပါဒုပ္ပကိုကလေးစံကြည့်ကြကောင်းပါဒုပ္ပစီကြတဲ့ကရယ်ဆယ်နပန်တော့သတ်စင်ပါဒုပ္ပကိုရယ်ပန်တော့သတ်စင်ပါဒုပ္ပပြုံစင်ကရယ်ပန်ပန်သတ်မဆင်းနတောက်ပန်သတ်စင်ကမာရယ်တောက်ပန်သတ်မဆင်းနပန်ပန်သတ်စင်ကမာရယ် ເດຕະບປານຕົນທາຊິດຸບເຈດໍປານຕົນທາຊິບາດຊານຈີຈິກົມບາເດດຸບເຈດໍສາຈໍລາສາຈໍລາກົງນິກົງດໍຣັບດໍຈໍບເຈບາຕາສາຕັງບໍທົມເນສານິບາທໍເຈດໍຊວນນໍາຈໍຊໍສາຕົງບານຈິນແລະຍາມບາຍາເດນິສານິບາບາດຊາຕັງບໍນິນິບາລໍາພໍນິບານິສົນບາລາ Gong
which was the necessity of application throughout the 10 bhumis. So in order to accomplish perfectly what is to be given up and what is to be realized, there is the distinction of application throughout the 10 bhumis as one moves from one to the next. So what is it that is to be given up? It is the stains of the kleshas, of the conflicting emotions and the unexamined views, and the stains of knowledge and of the habitual patterns. That is what is to be given up, the pung. And the tok, what is to be realized, that is the just as they are, one realizes relative truth or nangsul, things as they manifest, and the absolute truth, which is the netsu, or things as they are. So so one clearly realizes these two things. And then as one moves throughout the 10 bhumis, Rinpoche also said that these two are related. If you don't perfectly abandon, then you can't perfectly realize. And if you don't perfectly realize, then you can't perfectly abandon. So, and when one has perfected what is to be abandoned and what is to be realized, then that is the level of Buddhahood. So then, as one progresses through the 10 bhumis, for example, when one is on the first level, one meditates on emptiness, and then one rises up from the meditation, and in the post-meditation stage, one practices the accumulation of merit. The meditation on emptiness is the accumulation of wisdom. And so in this way, one gives up what is to be given up and realizes what is to be realized on the first bhumi. And then through accomplishing that, one moves to the second level, the second bhumi. And on that level, then there is also something to be given up and something to be realized. And also here again, through meditating on emptiness and then through gathering virtue, one moves through this second bhumi and accomplishes what is to be given up and realized there. And in this way, one moves from one level to the next, all the way up to the 10th bhumi, to Buddhahood.
Chepar da somji ta chepar somji se du molan ji chepar denba ni la don do che be chepar sar ju kong ni kong de jo be chepar da somji chepar somji nirang ke lam le ni tu ta ranjer je lam le chepar do bhag ban jo de jo be ne jo thar thok ba pa re da thar thok ba di de di re do te ye ge no sa thar thok ba di thar thok pa ti jyotin la wapar sao ne jyon thar thok te jyotin la wapar sao jyotin la wap se jyote nyeran le chepa dhamba ne jyon thar thok te jyote hi gogare jyote nyam su lang goye.
So then there's a sort of a concluding sentence here. There's a mistake in the text on the last line, page 28. Towards at the very end of it, there's a dei. There should be a dengbu there. So in this way, through these three distinctions, that is, the distinction of aspiration prayers by cutting through doubts, and through this progressive, continuous application, one ascertains the causes of the ultimate transformation, which is more noble than that of the Sravakas and the Pratyeka Buddhas. So these are the distinctions or the differences of the necessities.
To Tokwa tin landor tin jeke nile, nanger je tin karata, nanger je tin, nanger je yenda with the karakigur. Tokwa tin la nanger je tin tinila, de munjokwa yamare, tinki tinere. Nanger drogona, tekwa chimbilola, nanger drogona, nanger je tin the karasena, tin telandor tin the jeke nile, tangon dor tempane. Nesam tin lanjupane. Number Muto Yihila Jupan Namba Togite make the same pambatang Yanda Pai Jurvatang Sini Tang and Pinyuntang Yonsu Hill and Jupe
so. So now we're on the top line of 29 and there's the Sapche there. We're moving now into the sixth point of the Nejur and this now will be explained quite extensively. This is the support of and the support or the basis of the transformation. And so, as before, we have a condensed teaching and then a detailed explanation. So then, first comes the condensed teaching, the root text. To understand the place or support for the transformation, which is non-conceptual wisdom, there are six aspects. The first is the focus. The second is not to classify or conceptualize experience. The third is a correct or progressive application. The fourth is characteristics. The fifth is benefits. And the sixth is thorough understanding.
Ne yonsu chupan thar thokpa ti, ne yon thar thokta ta chukan dhokare, sanji chu chukko, chukatodu ne yon thar thokre. Ne yonsu chupan thar thokpa ti, ne karre. Ne sijil karre, ye, ne yon ji yam. Tin yi du chupan cholan jupane, ne yon ji te ye tin du chupan cholan jupam, ne yon ji tin du chupan ti,
ตกปรสาวะเนี่ยเตนตัวเจอไปชลนจุบะเนนจอร์จะ
Number Motobi, he owned the major and major to the Tamil. Number Motobi, he killed Jupayinde. Number Motobi, he owned the Sepayinde. Kangi Serkiana, did you say Kangi Ser? Nanger Topala, number Motobi, he owned the secret with Jose Kangi Siena. Yeni number Talbin Nelo. Yini number ta said the Tangboni, Mola Tamame, but number ta, but ne look there, Tenny Chuji Yingle. Chukra Yini number ta, but ne look the yinye. The yinye take on a nijitu. Mundo Georgian. Tanta Tumba nijitu, Mundo Georgian. Tiran yin to say bala. Tumba Niji Rangin, Wondo Georgian, Tumba Niji Rangin, Tumba Niji Rangin, Tumba Niji Rangin, the neighbor Sebala, Tendau Yana Chuchuk, Chuyang Wondo Sete, Chuyang Tirangin, the neighbor Sebala, Tenny Chigimbara, Tenny Sijete, Tumba Ni, Am Chuji Yang De, Chigimbara, Chigimbara Sijete, Manor War Tope. Manor water, one son to top a motto ye he. Mato yishi nyeji go ni tol guje. Mato yishi la tinte, tene tongba nye ngondu si gobare mato, tongba nye te namdo kato togumare. Yin to namya mato basar. Mato yishi je tongba nye ngondu si togare mato, yin to namya mato basar. Namdo ko go ni tongba nye namya mato basar. Tene te tope tin yin basar. Sir, tene, mato yishi tene, te tope tin, tongba nyi te topa mwon som to sepe, tin yi besero. Oya.
So the meaning of Dejin Ni, to understand the nature of the place or basis or support, synonyms there, of the ultimate transformation, is to understand non-conceptual wisdom. And this ultimate transformation Rinpoche explained as of the Dharmakaya of the Buddha. So it can be understood that way as well. And one, in order to attain this, one has to generate non-conceptual wisdom. Without this, transformation is impossible. So the meaning of Dejin Ni, the true nature, completely pure from beginningless time, it means it has no stains whatsoever. So completely pure from beginningless time, this nature then becomes manifest. And in order to rest in the true nature of Dejin Ni, it is necessary to attain that emptiness through a non-conceptual wisdom that realizes everything just as it is. So the non-conceptual wisdom Rinpoche emphasized here, if one has concepts, through concepts, one is not able to realize this the true nature of Dejin Ni, one has to obtain this non-conceptual wisdom. And realizing everything as it is another way of expressing that, is to realize it unmistakably. So, and why is this necessary? Then there are two reasons for it. One, resting in the true nature of the Dejin Ni is never attained in any other way, i.e. except through non-conceptual wisdom. And two, non-conceptual wisdom is the support also for attaining this transformation.
Mato yishi te chetabhikyana. Mato yishi seje te kandichire. Sena. Ti tsor nambar mato pe yeshi je tsor sinje malo par manor par tin lambe par sepala lobjon sepala ki par sepala jopa nambar rogite nambar rog tsor je nambar rog go ni nambar mato pe yeshi de chi gore ya.
So if one wants to know non-conceptual wisdom as it really is, one enters into, or one ascertains through study, unmistakably, its way of being or its nature through 6 points.
Kanchana namba drogde karekhe, kanchana namba drogde kanchana, kanla mingne, Number Mato be yiti make by Kangla Migne. Karel make over it. Kangla Migne. Take ever make by Lanjupata. Number Mato be yiti le meyer de gogre. Meyer de Kangla Migne. Take ever. Number Take ever sejete. Meyer Kangla Migne. Take ever. Number Mato be yiti cheaper. Make by Lanjupata. Tango make by Higogre. Number Mato be yiki, mikpa de higore, mikpa, miyur de higore. Number Mato be 이게 제 미열 많이 나. 내 넘버 못도 비 지금 말해. 담보 못 받기 거. 네 봐 가르. 네 봐 이히 때에 넘버 못도 봐 이히 때에 먼저서 넘버 못도 봐 이히 럭버 키발라 넘버 못도 봐 때에 먼저서 이제 키고 그래. 먼저서 암 가르담 독소 키고 그래. 먼저서 세말라 세마 빵빵란 죽 받아 먼저서 이제 세마 가르래 넘버 못도 봐 못도 봐 먼저서 넘버 못도 봐 이히 겐가르다 넘버 못도 봐 이히 제 독소 강인 봐 히발란 죽 봐 다 책은 요 로서 때 세마 빵빵란 죽 봐 세래 고란 카톤이 팔라 넘버 못도 봐 이히 제 독소 먼저서 히고 그래 네봐 Sumbakar, Yanda Pai Jorvatang, Yehi Tenyei, Nambar Motob Yehi Tenyei, Juila, Ketor, Jui Sejete Rang Juila, Nambar Motob Yehi Te, Serur Pena, Satan, Do Tavala, Nambar Motob Yehi Tea Yomare, Kanzak Juila, Chekogrova, Kanzak Juila, Kandes Chigre, Yehi Te Tenyei, Nambar Motob Yehi Tenyei, Juila Kandes Chigre, same Juila. Chesor Juila Chesor Yang Tapa Ye, Yang Tapa Ye, Jorva Lanjubata, Yang Tapa Jorva. Number Motoba Yehi Korem Kandesil Tin Chigre. Lamsan number Motoba Yehi Te Chicherto Chitogumar. Korem Kandesil Tin Chigore. D Capso Yang Tapa Ye, Jorva Lanjubata. Senye tangne, senye seje de karrasana, yehi te ye seile sam. Number motobe yehi te ye seile kandere. Pena me seile de tsaking, tsawo tang, signogre, tsaki sikware. Tegin de yehi je seile karre. Seile sam, joyurjin senye, yehi te ye senye kandere. Joyurjin senye jetawa yimbata, yehi te ye ngoo, yehi te ye. Seileam, Ngooam, Rangiam, Nesur Ngooma de Karre, Ten Senyi dere. Benda me seje de chere, me seje de Tsakin Sikware. Tsakin Sikware de Hiyo na, me yi Tanyin Jukbu Yor de Hikare. Nambar Madobe Yishi seje de Kande Jigli Sikare. Nambar Madobe Yishi seje de Cheta Meng San Jirawa. Ta Meng Ten Jukbu Nambar Madobe Yishi de la Kande Jukogono. Te Tenpa Ten Senyi Sikare. Senyi jatawa yinpa lanjukpa. Nambar matoba yihi jen senyi ki gogdo. Tene yihi tela tenbe. Tene yihi tela. Nambar matoba yihi tela tenbe. Penyong lanjukpa ta. Nambar matoba yihi de tovna penyong kariyore. Nambar matoba yihi tela tene yuintin ji chu kari togore. Yuintin kari togore. Simjinla karpin togre, deshigo. Yehi teye, nambar motoba yehi teye ngoo chetaba yinba. Nambar motoba yehi teye ngoo chetaba yinba. Yonza hiba lanjokwa. Yonza hiba la yangde, yonza hiba te la sache ye yore. Nansi je yonza hiba lanjokwa te. Yonza hiba lanjokwa. Nambar motoba yehi teya. Taking Tava Hibala, young Nancy Jet, Tene, Nancy Jet, Cheper Hikoyere. This such a Yerava, Yonsa Hibala and Jubate, don't talk gone, Hibarzao. Tambuza was such a to, Tokatele, ye. Oh, yeah.
So now we enter into a more extensive explanation of these 6 points. So the first one then is the focus. And on what does one have to focus in order to generate this non-conceptual wisdom? what is it in focusing on what on what does one focus in order to give rise to this non-conceptual wisdom? So first then we have to know what this focus is. That's the basis of understanding the non-conceptual wisdom. Then secondly, one enters into giving up conceptualizations of experience which are not concordant with this conceptual wisdom. And Nitun Sok, which is non-concordant here, Rinpoche also said, which are contrary to or opposite to this wisdom. You can't just enter directly into these the characteristics of the non-conceptual wisdom, but first you have to know what it isn't. So you sort of enter by a via negativa here. Then thirdly, is to enter into the correct application, the way of generating non-conceptual wisdom in one's mind stream. And this correct application, as we saw earlier, is a gradual one. It comes in stages. One doesn't enter directly into non-conceptual wisdom, but one passes through progressive stages of development and understanding. And how this is generated in one's own mind stream, this non-conceptual wisdom then is something that pertains particularly to human beings. Stones and other things like that do not generate non-conceptual wisdom. Then fourth is the characteristics. One enters into the characteristics just as they are of the activity or the sphere of experience of a non-conceptual wisdom. So this, how is to want to understand what a characteristic is? Well, if one wants to know, for example, what is fire, then one knows that the concepts, if one knows that it's hot and that it burns, that it has these functions or these characteristics, then one knows one can enter into this sort of conceptually. It's a beginning stage. So in the same way, Nampa Mi Tokpe Yeshe, this non-conceptual wisdom, is a name, and then one enters into its characteristics to understand what it is really, what is it that this name is pointing towards. Then fifth are the benefits, to understand the benefits which depend on non-conceptual wisdom, which arise from it. And for example, what is it that one realizes through non-conceptual wisdom, and how is it that one can help sentient beings? And then the sixth point is to enter into the thorough knowledge of the self nature of non-conceptual wisdom, just as it is. So the sixth point is to enter into a thorough knowledge of the self-nature of non-conceptual wisdom, just as it is. So in this sense, one knows the very subtle details, all the fine distinctions of that apply to non-conceptual wisdom, how it is in its most subtle ways. So this then, through these 6 points, one understands the basis of appearance for the transformation.
Nesandelai Yanda baye jorwa dan tenye dan ben Yonzo jela njobe zo
Tande dorti de jeke de rigi de younger tande tren tanda tava mine in de sir jeke de gisa younger.
So today we've explained the abbreviated teaching on these 6 points, and then afterwards we'll follow a more extensive explanation of them.
Tenin de tsabe tsikte so tolo zong tome yapu yore.
So if you could memorize these verses, it would be very good.
Karasa nandi tsabatsik tsu lolo zona chapchimbore, tene chunyi namji sammayin pepecha genda layang de chapchimbore. Chapchimbo sidu pento chimbo. Ganga di tsik tsu kepecha genda layang chapgare yore. Pena mektang tsema pamba sige de pecha kasaka layang garawa. Te hi sona, Make down, say my bang, see you did six the ganga, Kawaiina Higrava, Pecha Kavaleona Higrava. Akasone.
So it's very good to know the words in the text, because you will find them extensively in many different texts. So if you can learn them from this text, then when you come to study other texts, other similar treatises, then they will stand you in good stead. You can use them again and again.
Tene tsike de lolo zone, ten derhe tso de tene sen korem gindo samna hebe gom ser, he gom polo mama he gom de losor yang song yer. Hebe gom. Tsike lolo zone, tsike de heba mandava yer, heba de te sen samna hebe gom ser.
Then there's a specific, a kind of meditation that's called shigom, and it means that in this case one memorizes the root text. And then, having had explanations on the root text, then one meditates upon the different explanations for the root text.
Pena tereng konga sache ngaba guba tolun juba ti chepar som tsabe tsik de lolo zong. Tene deke je tanda de chepar somje, som ten deke je tanda de semna teno, korem jindo samna, tene hegom yore.
So for example, if you took the root verse from today, which the first one, which dealt with the necessities for the transformation, and you thought about the three divisions, three things that were needed, the aspiration, the focus on the Mahayana teachings, cutting the doubts about Mahayana teachings, and the third one, which is the progressive application. So then, one thinks about the Nichiren sequence and what their meaning is, and one reflects upon what the explanation was in the text and what one understood from it.
Gomi bejunsin karere sena tsab tsik lo lozong ti tenda korem gin de sem serer de mayeng bar me pate bechani gomre.
So why is this considered meditation? Well, if one memorizes the root text and one's mind then focuses upon it and does not stray, does not get distracted, but one rests upon the text as an object of focus, then this becomes meditation.
Bena yedam gomba kapsa jinen zing, rao gomba kapsa jinen zing, jitoka langhanden ku,
ngantang yike la tsechik do mekpa tepe chani gom raba gom hakosunga kene ze gom yuma gom yimba tegin do tukso ke yike la mekpa tsechik de tepa te gom yimba tegin do dandan de tsawe tsik lolo zong di tuinda la me rimbe sem selama yimba mekpa tsechik de te na tine gom yungare gom yimba jimtsin ki gara hakosunga
So then, for example, why, continuing this line of thought, like why is this a meditation? When one meditates on Chinrezig, such as Chinrezig, and one focuses on the matrix that circles around the seed syllable in one's heart, in the same kind of way, when one is meditating on this text, this root text that one has memorized, it's not something outside of one, it's something inside, and one focuses upon that one pointedly in the same kind of way.
Tini chekom sijite pena tanda sache trog yorawa, sache trog tsawate lolo zong, ti juize ton, sache trog ye cikde tanyi re cikde, cikde yi juize de kar re, ta te juize le hirab ji cheba, cheba trawa zuno, te le chekom sikre. And then,
for example, in the second section today, we had the six points here that was like an outline of what's going to follow. And then there's something called analytic meditation, Jigong. And in doing this, how does this work? Well, one memorizes the text, and then one thinks about with using one's wisdom. One thinks about what the meaning is. What does this express?
Dini chegom gupa kap kar re se na chegom gupa kap te gom ja pa kap se sem rikpa sarpo mai ba sem tepa sem rikpa sarpo mai ba sem tepa ta mukwa ta ni kog le la won da wo cha yo na dini chegom zo go re chegom zo go re.
So then, what's the use of this kind of analytical meditation? How can one use it? Well, when one's meditating and one's mind, one's awareness is not clear, but rather foggy, and one's on the verge of falling asleep, then one uses this qigong, and that wakes one up again.
Sana ke waisar jinyam ni da mala jinyam ni ta ka bi na te ni ni khok ni ya ga de ni khok ga ba de rese kar sa na ni ma kok na waisa sin hi char si ga ma re ni ma kok na mala ta si ga ma de te ka so te ni ni khok ga na
on the contrary though this has to do with sleeping. If you don't want to wake yourself up in this way, if you are practicing the secret mantrayana, because in that case one is practicing luminosity and dreams, and at that point if one doesn't sleep, then one doesn't have the luminosity doesn't arise, and of course if one doesn't sleep there are no dreams. So when one's practicing this, then one needs to sleep.
Then that thing is in the city to come back up, so then the same mukbatang, neat as a young thing is in the cake, thing is in the cake, thing is in the deba, thing is in the maintain sort.
So when one's practicing samadhi, when one's resting one pointedly in samadhi, then this kind of fog God's default 3D mind is an obstacle, is an obstruction to the practice.
When a gom japa kapsa tambo gom japa kapsa gom yapo yungre, mikpa sarpo gom yapo yungre, tene gom jetitu rain and rover kapsa tene rembe mikpa sarpo meba yung, ni koksiga yuri, tisu kapsa, tene jay gom zone yagre.
Third point,
then that was on tambo gom yapo chong, tene de yapo chong, gom jun and what jab the jizu tene, send mokpa chong, mikpa maserva. ये खोपा तेरे डबोसोना तेरे काब से तेरे चेकों से वो जो करे करे से ना मुक्पासान लोग करे मुक्पास है जी सेम मुक्पा सेम वां मुक्पा ओया
then it's
very good to practice this kind of qigong. So as one feels oneself going to sleep or one's mind becoming beclouded, then one can turn into this qigong and use it as a way of eliminating this fogginess. Then, yeah, qigong gupa kap yore. Necha meba sijiti, necha meba, sem neba, sem ne matoba nando mangu jovachana, tene jokom so gore, jokom so ne kepa mazepa, se chikanya brija gongo.
So then, one has woken one's mind up with this analytic meditation, so that's one way of using it. Then it's also possible that while one's meditating, one's mind is too active. It will not rest in one place. It keeps going astray. And at that point, then, one practices jogong, or resting meditation, which allows one's mind then to come back to rest in one place. So
Patro Rumbuji, Yong Kimbu Tsava Tso, Dendavo, Dang Ringbo, the Tong Tong Dramadas and Dona, the Ninyam Yong Kimbu Yunger Song. Tadanga Tun Dunjur Songs of Arava, Tangbo, Sik Tong Tong Send, the Ringbo, Yang Yang Dawo Ringbozo, Tendavos and Dona, the Ninyam Yong Kimbu Song. Dendavos it.
So Patro Rumbuji explains in one of his texts that there's a great benefit in chanting the texts in these different ways. The ways Rinpoche just demonstrated three. One is when you chant it rather rapidly and the syllables are short. And then the second one is where the sounds are rather drawn out. And then the third one is with a melody.
Melody. The need dung jana, dung rumbus and then becaps or derivatus or yabu sayona, then dung japa caps or juizat and debit and that is a tint of the tin yapu. 에 고와 야보 용거래 히람 야봄 히람 패그래 히라 야봄 패그래 두봄
So then, while one is chanting this, especially when one's chanting it with the long sounds, then at that time, if one can reflect upon what the words actually express, what one has come to understand while studying the commentary or reflecting upon the text, then that is an excellent way to increase one's wisdom. One's wisdom will not diminish through this kind of practice.
Then yang pergi sahaja jangan itu pergi datang besok yang yang pun yang keren dan so mendapat zona datang yang pun cahaya.
Then for those who are studying Tibetan also through this kind of chanting, then one's accent will become very good, very clear this way.
Then chunyi namjin de sabha nyonyo region kita karchen bode samskiri la yobare jana ke la yang yobare to. Then Sage Po, Sage Kanyan Kanga Kelingre, Yong the Chapchimbo.
Sake?
Ah.
Sake?
Sage?
Kanga Kelingre?
Sacha Kaju Nima Gelo Kanga Kelingre, Lojonzo, Jayongre, Samsukri Layan Yore, Yang Jana Kelayan Yore. Raba. Then Yang and Dota Mayimba, Naga Kapsu Yan de Pinto Chimbore.
Text is Chunachiri Nambacheva. It's a very good one to study. It's quite short, it's not long, so it's not too difficult because of that. It's a text that's extremely important. There exists fragments of it in Sanskrit. It's been translated into Chinese. It's a text that is studied by all four sects, by the Nyingma, Sakya, Gelug, and Kagyu. And it's not only important while one's studying the sutras, but it's also important for the study of the Tantra, or the Mantrayana.
Tene pena chunjung dao ju lama tso yong tsa chenpo re te tsa wa mangta na zong kale kapo ndo. So then,
if one thinks, for example, about the Ju Lama, which I think is translated as changeless nature.
Ju Lama, Junjuk, to take Mangborawa.
Or the Bodhicharya Avatara, they're both quite long texts, and so it's very difficult to memorize them all. Whereas this text is short, the root is not long, but the meaning is very profound, very deep. So for foreign students, for us foreigners who don't have this habit of memorizing texts, it's a very good text to study.
Then the Tsava Nyunyun Yong Chimbutal is a Yong Sejete Pena Junjuk, the Jula Malaso, but a Yong Sigrava, Yong Chimbutal is a Yong Chimbo, Jobje, the Yong Chimbo, Chuksomje, Kedajin, Yagarji Yona, Yunkin Chuksomsejota, Yunkin Jobje Sejota, Yunkin Nishatsavje Sejulu Sorjong Yure, Tesunan, Chuni Namjin, the Yong Chimbutal is a
Sava Nyunyun Yina Yang, Yong Chimbutal is a Yuza Jacimbore. And it took
some. yang gelo gelo la yungchi nikhe tsa tsa ji yungchi nikhe tsa ke gelo so chong re di na na yang chuni nam ji yore di se na chuni nam ji de yong chen bu ta la yore tsa ba nyung nyung yin na yang jue za sa mo yin be se na yong chen bu ta la tsa re
so this all this chudan chuni nampa cheba is considered one of the great jungs, one of the great treatises. And it's considered, even though it's very short, it has the same value. It's considered equally as important as other longer texts, such as the Julama or the Bodhicharyavatara, the Chunjo. And there are, in the different schools, there are lists of important texts. There's one in the Geluks. They have 21 important treatises, and the Chudan Chuni is included in that. And the Sakyas also have a list of texts, 18. The Sakchen Chobje.
Takin Chobje. Takin Sege, Keda Chembo. Keda Chembo Yubi, Yong Chobje Sege. Tela Mingla Takin Chobje Sege. Pier Jaga Yong Jata Mangbo Yerawa.
So then, the Geluks call it the great treatises, the important ones, and the Sakyas then call it the most famous, the most renowned of 18. And among the most renowned 18 of the Sakyas, there is also the Chudan Chuni Nampa Chepa. It's included in that, in their list as well. And then there's a famous scholar, Kempo Di. And then there's a famous scholar named Kempo Shenga, and he made a list of the 13 most important treatises. And in this list as well, the Bodhicharya, the Chudan Chuni Nampa Cheva is included. So you can see that this is an extremely important text, and the words are few, but what they express is very profound. So there's a great
benefit in studying it.
So amongst the Kagyu then, there in the Kagyu school, there are three texts that are very important. One is the Zabmo Nangidun, the text of the third Karmapa. Then there's the Hevajra treatise. And third, there is the Julama, the changeless nature. And according to the explanations of Jangong Kontrol Lodro Taye, the first Jangong Kontrol, this Chudan Chuni Nampa Chepa is the expresses the essence, the definitive meaning of the Julama. So it's like one has the quintessence of the Julama in the Chudan Chuni Nampa Chepa.
Then Chunin Namji, the Julama, the Zokatimore. Caressin and Dolog Yendonga Loser, the Julama, the Chunin Namji, Unta Namji, the Sola Tingu. Magalo, Latin, Sangaka, Sangal Yendong Yoruba, Toti Tipolo. So Tujan Colo Sol Timberino.
Sanaki, so Timber Tuchiko
Yendong, so Tungor Sol Tinker, so said the Mangbore. Tungkor ngus me wade so se ji yin da yang ma bo yare. Tungkor so se ti tsi ka bo. Dolo le yin dong de jui lama dang. Dene chunyi nam ji unta nam jin da so le ten pare. Ti se na yin dong, tawa yin dong, zo se pa po la de kar ken bo re.
Which you do look to show the funny Julama than Shimichi number shape than Lutanam.
Sauce, the yin that does not rule. Then my dog may be mad. So could take the cart temple.
And also for the Shentong view, for example, when one is studying the tradition in of the sutras, then the Ju Lama is very important, the changeless nature, the Chudan Chudi Nambar Cheva, this text that we're studying now, and the Uta Namshe, of distinguishing between the middle and the extremes, which is another of these five texts of Maitreya, and so forth. These texts are very important for the Shentong point of view. So for all of the above reasons, it's a very important text, the one that we're studying now. So then if you can memorize the root text and practice Shegom with it, that's very good.
Yeah.